Where's that tongue been? Whose butthole has that tongue been in? Nicanor, Salatas, or Diaz, to my right.
Now, I'm going to need you guys to be,
what?
Professional.
Verbose and boisterous on the show.
No, just when
to
you
make
start,
sure that you guys are.
I'm going
to
be like,
I would like to say,
hey, everyone, I had a horrible day.
God.
Go right into international news.
I did, yeah.
So, on other news, this cruise ship capsized.
Totally,
it
killed
a
three
bunch
people.
Of people died.
No, three people died. Other
70 people are missing.
70 missing?
70. And let's
in the ocean.
Let's all pray. Let's hold hands.
Missing
and
in the ocean. Kind of
the person next to us.
I want you to hold my ball and squeeze. Not too hard, it'll hurt otherwise.
Yeah, it's a memorial squeeze.
I thought he might touch me too.
I know.
Ah! All right.
He touched the tip of
I feel
my
like
feet.
You guys are ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Wait, no.
Ready?
No.
You're fucking ready.
No.
Life's not like flat, and you've done all you can.
You can sing along if you want to. You look like you want to.
Call me helpful, snowman.
Louder, Nika. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
But fuck you. Yeah.
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 Life ain't nothing but a blending up of.
Damn it, Elvis, don't. Nicanor was signaling like, you want me to do it? And I said, sure. And then he sat. Didn't do it.
It was terrible.
I don't know who you're signaling to. You can just talk now.
No, I was asking if you were recording already.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I was. Welcome. Hi. We have a very dynamic duo, plus me also.
Yeah.
The twins.
The Wonder Twins powers.
Yeah, in the form of an ice cube.
Good. I get to be the animals. You chose the water one. That sucks.
Form of beer buzz.
In a waterfall.
Do you mean peeing on somebody? You don't have to have a superpower to pee on somebody.
So the Wonder Twins are here.
Yeah.
Power form of beer buzz.
Let's do it in Spanish now. Everything we just did, let's do it in Spanish. Hola!
La magia poderosa de los gemelos fantásticos. Actívense!
Sí!
Forma de...
waterfall!
De Jaco!
Hospitalato! Yep. And Chorito.
Oh, yep. Oh.
All right, that's enough Spanish. So I can't hear out of one of the two ears in my headphones, so I'm going to have a terrible headache by the end of this.
Hang on. Row.
Yeah. Wait.
Is that better?
Much
yes.
Better.
And, oh, it's so much better.
Okay.
Thank you. Fixed it.
You're welcome.
All right.
Well, we're here. We have a couple important things to cover today.
Abortion. Yay or nay?
Talk about it. Yeah.
Nay.
Thoughts.
Nay. Three times and counting.
Abortion stops a beating heart.
You know, it's funny. So there's a billboard outside of town that says, abortion stops a beating, and then it has a picture of a heart.
But the heart
is
faded.
And I drew
past
this often as a kid, and I didn't understand that the heart was like one of those pictogram things, so I was like, abortion stops a beating.
It makes
sense.
And I
thought it was pro-abortion, and then it's like,
you get mad at your kid, you're going to beat the shit out of it.
Exactly.
So you have an abortion.
No, you don't
only
have
beat
to
the shit out of them once.
You won't be forced to beat a child.
Abortion stops child abuse.
Abortion stops a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unhappy marriages.
My fears of...
Stupid offspring.
Everything. There's always a back door.
I think shit-faced, life ruiner, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I thought you meant always a back door, like have sex in the butt, because you can't get pregnant that way.
No, I don't think so.
No?
What if they could? That would be terrible. That'd be a risk.
There's what if they could have
only
anal
one
babies?
Way to find out.
Nika was an anal baby. In Argentina, that's all they have exclusively.
It is a thing in Argentina.
Babies?
Yep.
Well, Nicanor, last time we were on this show together, you forced me to drink more wine.
I did not force you.
I.
You volunteered.
You opened his mouth and poured it down his gullet.
I was forced.
And let...
Let's go to the tape.
Let our listeners...
Hang on, let's go to the tape.
Oh, you have the tape?
I don't have the tape.
Oh, you fuck. I was all excited.
So is this where you cut it?
Oh.
Excuse me.
So I thought what we would do, I found some bum wines for sale.
Where did you buy these?
I bought these on Colfax Avenue in the city of Denver. Not in Bum Central, but in old Bum Central.
Bumston?
Bumston,
or
yeah.
Bumville?
Bumton.
Okay. Bum hobo.
Bumton. Bum hobo?
Bum hobo.
So we have here a fine selection. We have a 2011 Night Train Express.
Great year.
That's the my year old before. Car. I drove a Night Train before I sold it for my Firebird.
We have a 2011 Cisco of the berry flavor.
Cisco, that's for black people.
And we have a Thunderbird American Classic.
That really is the name of a car.
Thunderbird, a Ford.
And all of these specifically say to serve cold, which I think is so that the pain of the coldness detracts from
the horrible taste.
Yeah.
I would just like to say that I'm glad that you brought wine glasses and not shot glasses.
Oh, absolutely.
I would like to say that I hate wine and I didn't know we were doing this. And it's a really good thing you didn't tell me I had to do this till right when I got here.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Just you guys want we to spent a little bit of money on the wine that we got for you.
Well, that I remember buying the wine, my friend.
Nicanor Goldstein. I'm afraid that sounded a little bit.
If you want to pay me back for these, it is like $9
total.
Okay. So
we each owe you three.
So let's start with Night Train.
Okay, I'll pay you back by drinking it.
Fair enough,
Nika. This is radio. People can't see you doing.
I was
things.
Being shot with a microphone clip.
Nika.
Nicanor, you just say when.
That's adorable.
When? When? Okay, a little
more. That looks like a healthy
gross.
Amount, right?
Is this like
I don't like wine.
Drop shit again?
I wouldn't worry that this is going to taste like wine. I don't think that's the primary
wine.
Concern.
Can I do the reading of what it says?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think there is a reading.
It says, Night Train Express, serve very cold. Citrus wine and natural flavors. Vinted and bottled by Night Train Limited, Modesto, California. What is vinted?
That's like where I think the grapes are grown and whatnot.
So that's what different vintages
mean? A grower, I believe.
What is the wine thing?
A vintner is like a wine scientist,
right? I would just
right?
like to say that I'm yes. very glad
yeah.
that when I bet when you bought these wine glasses, you never thought you were going to use them ever again. And now you're giving them a
second
use.
Doubled my use.
You are getting your money's worth.
I've got bad news, though. Mm-hmm. It contains sulfites. I can't. I'm allergic
okay.
to sulfites.
You guys, I smelled this. Oh, we have an audience. Would you like some?
Yeah, drink it.
Okay, I smelled this. Here's a funny story. To relate how this smells, when I was probably like 12, I had a planter's wart on my foot. And
so
we had
far,
to buy
so
this chemical that you brush on and it kills it and then Ooh. You can just pop it out. Mm-hmm. It smells exactly like Night Train.
It probably
I would,
is.
I would like to say that also the bottle has a twist on cap.
Oh, yeah.
No cork
At
here.
Least it's metallic.
Which that
Cisco's
means.
What does
is,
that mean?
It means that Peter can open the bottle without injuring himself.
Oh, my God. I just smelled it. And I have a funny story, too. One time, I smelled the shit that you use to take fucking fingernail polish off. That's this.
Mate.
Yes, right. Kel Mate.
So let's swirl it around.
Let's swirl it.
God, gross. Fuck
I'm
you.
I'm glad that your nose isn't stuffed, so you'll be able to enjoy
this.
God,
this
Pete, did you take a drink?
No.
Let it breathe.
I thought we would
Do
toast.
It together.
Oh,
to,
God. To great friends and
the helpful
trains
snow
everywhere.
I've not met any of those yet.
Fuck you.
You know what? It doesn't taste.
it's like juice.
Yeah, it's very light.
Oh yeah, not bad at all. Jesus Christ!
If we could capture your image,
that was disgusting. How do you fuckers do this?
This doesn't even taste like wine to me. Yeah. It tastes like
that's yeah, worse than wine.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's. I'd rather have wine. Go get wine.
I can't.
Oh, it's awful.
I can't go back to wine now.
I know. That's
now
true.
That I've had Night
now
Train.
That you know,
so
Night
I'm
train.
Curious. You bought all three bottles in the same place? What did the guy say when he went up to him with this?
You know what I did? I tempered it with a... I bought another booze, although that was like a whiskey that comes in a mason jar. But it's...
The guy must have been so fucking
that.
Confused.
I love
when they like... I don't know. Well, in my case, you know how when you're like 22 and you're getting ready to have sex and you buy condoms, so you also buy.
I didn't have sex till I was 25.
Okay.
A Nestle Crunch bar.
You know how I
with a Nestle Crunch bar, yes.
When I'm 30 and I have sex, finally.
Actually, that was my black girlfriend's name, Nestle Crunch Bar. It was her nickname from high school. Pete, I love that your story. You know what? I bought three shitty wine-like substances, but I tempered it by pissing in the corner of his liquor store. Buying whiskey in a mason jar is not.
I didn't get in a fist fight in the store.
What the fuck is this guy doing? Buying some Cisco, some Thunderbird. It's like.
And a night train.
He's fucking insane.
I have to say. Well, the whiskey was good, though. Junior Johnson's Moonlight Run or something like that.
Is he also a race car driver?
He is. Well, NASCAR originated because they were bootleggers. So they would make stock cars, but they would fuck them up so they could go super fast on these hillbilly back roads and outrun the cops. Because you could outrun the cops.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's the origin.
Do I have to finish this so that you can put other ones in the same glass?
Well, we have one clean glass, so you'll have to finish one of these.
God.
So we could start on the Cisco,
you know what?
And if that's easier.
That's perfect, because then I can see which one's the least bad.
Do you have the whiskey? You do?
Mm-hmm.
Nika.
It's worth trying.
I want everybody to know that Nika's wife behind Nika was desperately signaling no as he was smiling at Peter and I.
We could do a whiskey time.
I can't.
Another time.
Yeah. Like when I'm dead, which will only be 3.5 weeks, so don't worry.
All right.
You know I'm into necrophilia, right?
You're going to have sex with my dead body?
I would.
I'd be dead. That's fine with me.
Pass me your glass, please.
Would you rather I was dead, or would you have sex with me live?
Dead. It would be weird if you were alive. Yeah,
you're not gay. Jeez.
Can you pass me that empty glass there?
I would be happy to.
So you know the thanks for asking. Nice, Cisco. You're not going to be able to tell the difference.
That bad or fucking horribly bad? I can't believe how bad that was. That was gross.
Now, Cisco has a long and storied history.
Tell us about it.
I was reading online about it, and the story is basically they say that it's got like additional psychological effects that make bums real crazy.
And only bums?
Yeah.
Nika's half a bum already.
It's really hard to find because a bunch of liquor stores don't carry it, and I assume it's because it's so great.
Doesn't smell as bad.
It smells just like fucking.
It's like Kool-Aid. Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's why it smells not as
medicine-y.
Bad.
Medicine-y.
The other one smelled like nail polish remover.
Soothing.
This one smells like Kool-Aid.
The other one smelled pretty bad. Yeah, okay.
All right.
So here we go.
You know
what?
Cheers.
Cheers.
I know this is going to be even worse now because it doesn't smell as bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, motherfuckers.
It's exactly like a medicine.
Oh,
my
got,
cough is gone.
It's got a thick.
Ooh, it's thick.
A thick aftertaste.
Thick and oily.
Oh my God! It's still in my mouth.
Jesus fucking Christ!
Holy shit!
Yep, Cisco.
Oh my God!
It's important that we do this, guys, so everyone else doesn't have to. Because think about this.
So
you
like,
could be a bum someday, and now you'll know you won't have to fuck around because you're
true.
Not going to have $9 to spend on 3 different varieties.
I'll just buy cheap beer. If I was a bum, I'd be a beer bum.
You won't get as wasted. You need to be wasted.
Then I'll drink.
You're a bum.
Yeah, you need to drink out of a bottle.
What's the alcohol volume on these?
Although Jaeger's expensive.
A million.
I don't think bums can usually have Jaeger. That's like a high-class bum.
He's a bum who got kicked out of his fraternity.
The Cherry Creek bum.
Dude, bro, can I have your change? Dude,
so
I totally know what you're thinking, but can I just have your leftovers?
I had that happen all the time in Boulder. It was annoying. Yeah. I think I gave them away one time, and I was angry at myself. So I left my leftovers at work.
Yeah, in the fridge.
In the fridge on Thursday. Tomorrow's Monday. Should I go back and get them so I have something for
what
lunch?
What kind of food
what
is
was
it?
Mexican
it?
Food.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Oh, wait, are you not going to work tomorrow?
No.
Oh, fuck no.
No,
he'll be fine.
Should I have them? Since I have nothing in my fridge for lunch, is it worth it to drive minutes to work?
No.
Why?
Because if I remember correctly where you live, you have various options.
I do, but what if I don't want to pay? All I'm saying is you think Mexican food goes bad from a fucking
Thursday
to a Monday.
I don't like paying for sex, but I don't drive to work either.
Okay. Touche.
Cisco.
I know, Cisco made him say that.
Huh?
Do you have sex at work?
I've had
sex
at work
anywhere.
Multiple times.
Are you kidding?
Have you had sex at work? Not with yourself.
No.
Masturbating at work does not count as sex.
Nor does sex work count as having sex at work.
When you're required to have sex?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which bosses have you had to have sex with besides, I shouldn't use names, look at me, stopping myself
besides,
right before.
Besides J.H.
I had this work, this boss at McDonald's who was real scarred.
Scarred like her face?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She fell out of a car when she was a teen.
Oh.
We had sex.
You
did not.
No,
I had a coworker at King Soopers that fell asleep while driving.
Do you have sex with her?
We knew her.
No.
Who?
Oh my God!
Say her name,
she
killed somebody.
Yeah, somebody died.
Not that one.
Oh, a different one.
A different one. Not
C
K or C W.
Not the C dub, yeah.
The C dub.
This was
okay.
What was her name? Right. She fell asleep.
Do I have to
she
finish?
She fucked herself up. She had huge scars. All
oh
over
my
her body.
God, that's awful. I almost fell asleep a couple times when I was driving to work. I probably told this story on this fucking radio show before, but I masturbated to keep myself awake, and I had napkins in my
napkins.
So I used a napkin to clean up. Better than dying. I did. I was my music was all loud, and I was falling asleep. I would turn
Isn't
my heat on. I was falling
like
asleep.
Dying though inside.
No, it was great. I mean, it's a little awkward. I had to make sure that you know nobody could see into my car, but yeah. I had a tall car at the time.
Hey, will you pass me your glass here?
Oh, and then, God, and then which one done. Am I going to finish?
You got to finish one.
Nika, drink this, please.
Fuck you.
God damn it. Katie? Katie? Peter?
No, no.
God damn it!
You can finish one of those two. Just dump it in the other glass.
Oh, that's so smart.
This is like in Die Hard with a Vengeance.
E.T.
When he had
Nika, we're on the radio. Focus.
Mm-hmm. When he had to make the thing. We were talking about, you were just saying her body was horribly scarred. Right before we got on here, we were talking about...
Her name was Deidre.
Good. Everyone get on Facebook.
Deidre. Deidre from Colorado.
Colorado, King Supers, maybe.
Deidre. Scarface. It's Deidre Scarface.
So would you rather sleep with... So you have this woman, and she gets in a horrible car accident, and either her whole body is scarred or her whole face.
That's a very
would
tough one.
Would you rather sleep with... the Scarface or the scar body?
I would have
body.
To say her body would have to be yeah. scarred up.
Scar body? Yeah.
What would you?
Hmm.
Half and half.
Come on, man. When you're not fucking her, her face is all scarred up.
This is mine.
But that's all you have to do.
Wait, you were with her and then she got hip? Or then
no,
she
no,
got,
no. You're just having a one night stand.
Oh, one night stand with scar body or one
with
night stand with scar face.
Alternate earth people.
I'd still say body.
Scar body?
Yeah, scar body. Scar body.
Scarlet scar body.
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, Scarbody Johansson.
I'd have sex with Scarbody yeah. Johansson.
Rather than Scarface Johansson.
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
yes.
It's Monster or Scarbody Johansson.
Scarbody Johansson.
What would you rather have sex with, Peter David
Fuck
Dirk?
Yeah.
Mm,
we can make a man have the scars instead of a woman to make this easier for you if you want.
I think I'd rather have Scarface.
Why? Why do you say
because
that?
Because I think if her whole body was covered in mm-hmm. scars and I was touching her body, mm-hmm. I would just be thinking about her scarred body the whole time. I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I'd be
and
like,
how would
this
you
is
stop
a weird.
What about when you look at her face
yeah.
and caress it?
You'd be like licking her scars on her face. Oh, baby. Yeah.
I think if we're having...
You lick the face of your lover?
Maybe.
I think I could go without looking straight at the face a lot easier than I could without touching the body
you know what
in
is,
a sex situation.
You know what's great about this? When we were doing this, would you rather earlier, like Pete said, Nika's wife, the only female in the room, was like, what's the matter? You just fucking roll her over, fucker. She's with Peter 100%.
Yeah.
She was just like doggy style is a fucking thing, you know.
Just roll her over.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Problem solved.
Yeah, I really liked her positive attitude. If you were a man, you'd be quite the man.
She was like that helpful uncle who's like, well, you don't fuck her face. Okay.
And you're like, you could.
Yeah, you do. If you're lucky.
Ah. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, pour me shitty Twister.
Thunderbird.
Not a bad movie from the 90s.
Hypnotic.
Jesus fuck.
What's the story about this? That's enough. I'm not going to drink more than a sip.
You can drink this one
this
that
is
looks
a,
pink.
No. This is just an American classic. It's got a
Look.
Warning. It does contain sulfites.
They've all three contain sulfites.
This is a citrus wine with natural flavors and color.
It smells bad. It
Here does. We go.
Bottoms all right. Up. Cheers, fuckers.
That's...
Oh.
No more.
That's
wow.
the worst one.
I'll pour them all in there.
That was the worst one.
Oh, oh my God.
Who gets to drink that one?
Jesus the mixed up
Christ,
one?
The King's Cup here.
Yeah.
I'll take a drink if you take a drink.
I'll take it next time I go downtown.
Is
Just
that?
Bring
like
the open glass
downtown?
Of wine with me.
Downtown?
No. Not the next. Yeah. Next time
he
down
goes
on
down on you,
downtown.
Nika.
You know how sometimes like a rapper will pour champagne on a woman's vagina?
Yes.
I just pour mixtures of fortified wine.
Which is always strange to me. Because as we talked about in a previous episode, I don't need to mix the taste of alcohol with a pussy. Well. Plus, you might give her a yeast infection, you dick.
Yeah,
this
Peter.
This is a club lady.
Oh, it's
oh,
not what matters.
Has a yeast infection.
Oh, you're masking the yeasty smell and taste.
It's like going down.
It's like
down.
A blue cheese drink.
It's like touring a bread factory going down.
Yeah.
You just have that taste in
no,
your
that
face.
Would smell nice. I like bread factory smells.
Wonder Bread.
So I was talking to
Wonder Badge.
I was talking to you, Nick and Orr, on the phone, and you had mentioned how on this show part of what you enjoy is how often the talk turns to masturbation.
A lot.
So you
and
first thing in the morning get to hear about people talking about their masturbatory happy.
It is actually a lot. We do talk about it a lot. I purposely avoided porn talk last time I was on because I realized the last three times I was on, we talked about porn a lot.
So
masturbation is fine.
Fuck you. Everybody masturbates. Yeah, there
Except
we go.
Except for the guy who doesn't have any arms.
He masturbates
too,
with his mind.
Love finds a way.
I never thought about that. That would be awful.
It would have sucked.
Jesus Christ, the only way you could fucking get off is in a relationship.
No, you'd figure it out.
Jerk me off,
could rub up against something.
I'd have you do it for me, Pete. We'd have to have that talk about 3 weeks after I had my accident.
It would have to be for money.
I'd pay you.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Well, that's
Katie, did you hear that? If I lose both my arms and I can't get off by myself, Peter will get me off if I pay him.
I didn't say. I said we'd have to talk about it, and there'd have to be money.
What's the frequency?
And not in 3 weeks.
My God, the frequency would be very often. I got no fucking arms. What else am I going to do?
You'd have to buy me like a separate cell phone. Like Batman,
yeah,
the red phone.
The white phone.
It's under a little glass dish and it just rings. And I'm like, God damn it.
Nika, if he's masturbating me, it's not masturbation. Masturbation is a no. I got to beat off my friend.
I'm offended.
You'd have to pay and also give me therapy.
It's because, you
know
what?
I'm in there and I'm like, it was bloody.
It's not about the sex. I'd be like, this isn't sexual.
Maybe not for you. There's two people now.
That would be great if I was getting off and then I saw you get hard and then I was grossed out. I was like, Jesus Christ!
You took it to a
I'm paying
gross.
You for this, you fag.
Why'd you turn it from business to sex?
Yeah. Yeah, you really got to mix your business with your pleasure. That's what I'll call you, Nika. I'll have confidence that you won't get turned on by jacking me off.
Listen, I know you're not going to get turned off by spanking my crank, so I need you to come over immediately.
Peter, I would never say something so crass as spanking my crank.
Maybe the armless version of you is different.
That's true. I'd be
You've
all angry.
Clearly changed.
I'd be like, ah, hey, you spick. You beat me off. You spank my crank. I get racist and terrible. I apologize for my future armless self right now.
So I was going to say,
Nika's dying right
now. I wanted to ask you guys, because I saw this thing online. We've talked before about looking at pornography, and in the side window it has advertisements.
Yes.
And I saw a new one, okay. And it was about a site that's supposed to help you overcome your addictions to pornography.
Over C-U-M.
Nice.
No, but that would have been smart.
That is pretty great.
They trap you.
Because you click on it thinking that you're like, ooh, even better orgasms, then it's like, bam, you're a sex addict.
So I decided to look it up later, because at the time I was like, well, I'm pretty busy being addicted to pornography. But I looked it up later.
Okay. Want to break that addiction.
Yeah, that is pretty great. Why don't you want to stop
effects?
Something that hurts no one?
I think.
Don't you want to stop one of the only things in your life that helps you fucking get through the day?
Jerking off is like, fuck, I just killed the next Einstein.
Didn't you know every time you come from your own hand, a baby dies in heaven?
More like a million.
A million babies. I get it. Your sperm.
Well, I figured it was for sometimes, like, you masturbate and then there's a moment of shame.
That's only when I masturbate to really crazy stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So then you see that and it's like, overcome this. And you're like, maybe I should.
You know what I overcome
it
with? Regular old lesbian porn with them fucking each other's asses. I go back to normal, safe, standard.
If I could make an analogy, when I worked at McDonald's, we had a shake machine.
Okay.
So if you made a strawberry shake, it would come out strawberry, and then the next shake you made, it would start strawberry
right.
And then switch over to chocolate.
Right.
So you'd make a little vanilla shake in between.
Okay.
So the chocolate shake was pure.
Yeah. So I purify my ejaculation when it's with something ridiculous where I'm like, because you're right, sometimes you are a little ashamed. You're like, oh, that was a little much.
So you're lesbian fisting, a.k.a. vanilla.
I don't like fisting. Okay, fuck you for saying that. That grosses me out. Okay. I like a little bit. A few fingers is fine for me. Or an object. A small, normal object. So we've lost Nika, everybody. I'm sorry to say, it's Peter and I alone. So, while you're up, get me a beer, please.
So I was thinking about it because I looked at the site.
Okay.
And it had suggestions for how, what you could do
to overcome masturbation.
Yeah.
Get a girlfriend.
No, no. This was all, I think, targeted towards, like, if you had a wife or someone and it was ruining your relationship with your wife and God and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. That's what's ruining my relationship with God. It's my beating off. I thank God he gave me the ability to beat off. That's what saved my relationship with God.
He looks at you and is like, don't do that. I'm warning you.
I'll take your arms. Yeah. I'll take them.
It's like, just kidding. Enjoy your penis.
So I was I was going to say that there were a couple on there.
Yeah,
well, one was, this one I didn't think would work at all. It was like, what you should do is, you know how like people have like a swear jar? And you swear,
fuck,
you put
yes,
money
I
in
do.
It. This was like a reverse swear jar where you add money to it every week or every day or every month.
Okay.
And then if you do beat off,
you, what,
have to
you rip
give
up
the money,
money
to your spouse or somebody else. You lose the money, or
so
you just get rid of the
money.
You
have to pay off your lady to fucking beat off. You're like, here's,
honey,
no,
honey, I jerked off today. Here's the
and here's what's great. It's like a certain amount depending on how bad it is. So one day you're just like, here's $50. Don't fucking ask.
Go shopping. Think, yeah, have a great day.
I think I'd get passive aggressive and be like, also, I came in the jar. Enjoy.
That is pretty great. I used the dollar bill to wipe my dick after I was done here.
Yeah. One of the other ones was to install filters on your own computer, which I didn't understand
how
that would work.
Parental protection, your own computer.
God, yeah. What was the password to get this fucking filter on?
Get super drunk, put the password in. They're not worried about your addiction to alcohol.
The password is, I'm horny and want to masturbate.
That's a long password.
1134 dollar sign. And then you're in.
You're in.
I think that is pretty great. That's how you're going to end up beating off at work.
Yeah.
By locking yourself out of your
house.
Own.
His computer isn't filtered.
Exactly.
So let's say you had to quit.
Had to quit masturbating?
Yeah. What would,
Jesus
what would
Christ.
You do? Is your, what would your step be?
My step?
Yeah, what would be,
well,
like,
do I have to quit using the computer to masturbate?
What would your Nicorette be?
Because here's the thing. If I had to quit looking at porn, I would use my imagination again like I was fucking 16. Uh-huh. But if I had to quit masturbating, I'd probably kill myself.
Cold turkey penis.
Cold
how would you
penis.
Quit? You just kill yourself.
I have to go cold penis.
That's how you'd quit masturbating.
Oh, my God. What would I do?
Alec,
get really. You know what I would do? Get even fatter so that I have less drive. I would just drive my body to the inability to have an orgasm.
Okay.
So, or I would work out a lot and become a better person.
Okay, so it would either
sex.
Be... maybe good for you, or
I would have to change
really, really bad.
Yes, I would have to change something about how much
lifestyle.
I want to come by either getting it out, like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the good news is I'm married and I anticipate having sex again sometime soon.
In
so
4 days.
So we'll see.
Five.
Anyway, what would you do? This is a good question. Nico, what would you do if you had to stop masturbating? The woman behind us?
Katie, there's a couch over there. Close the door on the way.
Let's pretend, okay, we all know that Nicanor probably never masturbates.
Right,
but
and he never has.
That gives you an individual, an interesting viewpoint on this that you can share with
the
rest
how
of
did,
us.
How do you, oh my God, this is magnificent.
That
oh,
is a
menthol.
That
that's for
that
me.
Hurts.
Hurts. Nika, what would you do if you masturbated and you had to stop, but you don't?
There's only one solution.
Uh-huh.
Cut both your arms off and have Peter do it for you.
Exactly.
Because then you're not masturbating anymore?
There's no other option.
Now you're being masturbated.
I'm your friend
so
enough
count.
That I'll chop off one of your arms right now.
I still have this
that
one.
Doesn't
and
solve the
let
at
me
all.
Let me give you some Thunderbird to dull the pain.
I've never thought about this, but if you ever meet a one-armed man... you know that if you touch his hand, it's his jacking off hand. You know for sure.
I use both my hands for jacking off,
so I know that I'm touching your jacking.
But
off
I do
hand.
Wash my hands. That'd be gross if you didn't.
Before or after?
I know I don't have a big enough cock to use both hands. Yeah, right. I'm just oh, it's hard to lift. When I get an erection, I get tired. It's the only working out I get. I get hard, and I'm just like
I go to the gym in my bedroom.
I use both hands, and then I use the one to cover the hole on the top, so the stuff doesn't come out. That's fucking that's vile.
That's
Peter,
vile.
I think that's okay.
So, Peter, no, thank you.
What would you do
to quit masturbating
if you had to, not to quit? Just tonight, you had to stop immediately.
I'm trying to think what makes me real unhorny.
Maybe I could give myself an STD. not myself, but with somebody.
Why? You'd still beat off.
Yeah, it would.
Hypothetically, I'd have to be. You don't.
Even if it was just a herpy and it shot herpes out, I think I'd still make it.
That'd be fun to be like, pew, pew.
I don't know. What I've if never it hurt? Had herpes.
Oh, so it's like when you take.
What if it would hurt?
So you could like, take that alcohol thing. Your penis
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Peter so has beat off so many times in a row, it sandpapered his penis and it hurt. I love that I say that even though I grossed him out by telling him I did that when we were young before he started masturbating and he was like, you sick bastard.
There's the lady in the room.
Katie?
I was going to say me, but yes, Katie.
Katie knows what masturbating is. Boys masturbate a lot, and it doesn't go away with age. The end.
It's got to go away some, right?
That was
right?
a great story.
I don't know, Pete. It's never yet. I mean, I hope one day.
It can't go on.
At least when you're like 70.
Yeah.
You're oh, like, God. I don't want to think about old men beating
off.
It's
not working.
Dust comes out.
You know what? It'll either go away or intensify. It's got to be one or the other.
They do have Viagra, though.
That's true. Yeah. But. If you're so horny that you're like,
bad, taking yeah, it alone,
just to take
just
it,
to beat off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to chug this pill to get hard just so I can jack off.
Snort, chop and snort.
Yeah.
I like to take it intravenously. Yeah. That means in your veins.
Let's keep it simple.
Pete, what would you do? You did not yeah. answer the question, buddy.
To stop masturbating
yes.
altogether.
Yes. My mic is haunted.
I don't Ooh. Masturbate.
I know you don't have to. You're married.
No, he says that.
Yeah.
Masturbation is like the bookend to everything in my life now.
The last time you masturbated, you're like, what did I do before I masturbated today?
It was like 2 minutes before he opened the door.
It's like, I'm going to go. I'm going to be in public. I'm going to be in public. I need to beat off. And then when I get home, I'm like, oh, I was in public. So now I have to.
Listening to
it's
like
horrible.
Old episodes, I remember Peter would fart a lot and offend people. I would be less offended if Peter, if I opened the door and he just beat off and was covered rather than just farted.
What if I told you my semen smells, though?
I'd be disgusted and tell you to see a doctor.
What do you call that, a junkyard?
Your semen smells like a junkyard?
Like a dump.
It depends old on what
chicken,
it smells like.
Like old chicken in the trash.
Then I would be grossed out. I'd be like, please don't beat off before I come over.
You can see the smell like in waves, like on a hot day
it's
on
wafting.
The road.
Yeah. Yeah.
It distorts everything.
Is it brown?
It's got a tinge.
Yeah. You're like that kid, Dustbin, or whatever his name was in Peanuts.
Pig Pen. Yeah, he was just masturbating.
Dustbin is better, yeah.
So not only does your semen smell, but it's brown.
Yeah.
He's got brown, smelly semen. Is that normal for Argentinians? Is that why you're giving me that look? Do you guys have?
We don't have semen
what
in
is
Argentina.
It? What is it instead? Babies come out. You just beat off and little babies spring out.
That's so interesting that you mention Argentina.
Yeah, good segue. Wait.
Louis C.K.
is hilarious.
He was doing this bit, was like, why can't women just line up in a row and lay on the ground and open their legs and we'll just like fucking jerk off and spray cum all over them? And that's how we reproduce. You know?
No. That doesn't make any sense at all. I'd rather not beat off when there's a vagina right there. Why not fuck the vagina?
Because it's not one, you're impregnating many.
I don't think mine
I'll fuck them one at a time. That's fine.
I have enough of a spray
radius. I got enough
stamina.
A spray?
Yeah, I think it just like dribbles off and creeps down.
Mine's not much of a spray either.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard people are like, I beat off and it like hit the ceiling.
I have a weak penis hole muscle.
What?
I have a weak penis hole.
His urethra is weak. He's got a baby urethra. He's got a normal size peen with a baby urethra.
So you mentioned Argentina. And I thought what would be fun to do on this show today, I've got a little theme song, would be a Nicanor versus Alec American citizenship test.
We came up with...
American style.
Yeah.
Love American style.
I like the song.
That's me and you. And on a star.
Fish puppet. Say that louder.
I have a disclaimer.
What okay. is it? You took an American.
I deal a lot with American citizenship in my work environment.
Spanish people.
But Alan has grown up in America.
That's what I tell people.
I went to
actually,
a training.
My real name, Alec Czechoslovakia. I'm from Sweden.
I didn't know your original name was Alec America.
It's Stanley.
So mine is Alec.
I've got a few pages of questions here.
But Washington, Nika's making a joke. DC. Yeah, that was a bad joke.
Oh, fuck. And I thought we would go through taking turns.
I want to point out
who wins
by interrupting you immediately like a dick. That this is the first time I've fucking done a radio show with Nika. It's been too long.
It's episode 48.
This will be 49.
49.
Almost 50.
I'm excited. So welcome to America.
So who's going
to
go first then?
That's a great question.
We'll let the host of the country go first. Okay.
That's very kind of you, and you won a point.
Yes! Oh, that's unfair.
That's the point.
Question number one.
Fuck this.
Question number one.
Yep.
What is the supreme law of the land?
The supreme law of the land? Wait. You don't get to steal questions. Treat others like you'd like to be treated.
Pretty close. It's the Constitution.
No, give me the chance.
Yeah, you really should have let Nika.
No.
Did you know that?
There are plenty of questions to go around.
But you should still.
There's 100 questions.
Okay, so no points, but it's great that you knew that.
Question two. Now, there are three possible answers.
Yeah. This is for you, Nika.
Oh, fuck.
But you only have to get one of three possible answers.
I feel like I can do this.
No cheating. I saw you motioning your wife.
Nicanor, what does the Constitution do?
This is easy.
Constitution. it gives us liberty.
Life and liberty equals the word liberty.
The pursuit of happiness. And
something to visit
on
vacation.
It gives us rights.
I'm afraid that's not going to work for me.
God damn.
So Nika's answer of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is not right?
The correct answer is it sets up the government, defines the government, and protects basic rights
of
Americans.
That's dumb.
It gives us rights. It protects.
It protects, not gives.
Okay, so what gives me a right?
What gives you the right?
The white man.
The Bill of Rights? Isn't that a part of the Constitution? I object.
Yeah.
Overruled. Number three.
Okay, good.
Alec.
Yeah, it's me.
The idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. What are these words?
We the people. Boom! Yeah.
Fuck!
That is
how
correct.
Do you say that in Spanish?
What?
We fuck? The people.
Alec es un puto.
I am not a butthole. And fuck you for saying that. Fuck o u o.
All right, two possible answers, Nicanor.
We're
what
tied.
Is an amendment?
It's a modification to the Constitution.
A change to the Constitution. That is correct.
Thank you.
Oh!
Twice, please.
What's the other answer, Pete?
It can also be in addition to the Constitution.
Pssh!
Number five. What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution?
The Bill of Rights. That's my question, right? Yeah!
Correct.
This is cheating.
All right. This one has five possible answers. What
lot.
Is one right or freedom from the First Amendment?
Oh, come
freedom
on.
Freedom of speech, freedom to bear arms.
That's not.
I can't decide because you had it right. And then,
yeah, then you made wrong. It like...
The right to bear arms is the Second Amendment. The Bill of Rights. Freedom of speech is the First Amendment.
Right.
What was the question?
What is one right or freedom from the First Amendment?
I want everybody to know that Mika's wife is yelling at
freedom
him from the other
religion.
Room.
Okay, speech and religion. I'll accept.
He should get half a point
answer.
For saying it wrong immediately after saying it right.
This
ow!
One.
Ow!
Number seven.
All right.
How many amendments does the Constitution have?
Oh, that's fucking retarded. Because I don't know it. There's not more. There's more than 27. There's 32.
The correct answer is 27.
Nika did not know that answer.
Okay.
How the fuck did you know that?
Three possible answers. What did the Declaration of Independence do?
It declared our independence.
It declared our independence. From Great
that is correct.
What the fuck kind of question is that?
This is what we ask our this Mexican fucking... brothers. We want them to be citizens.
All right.
So they can clean our toilets.
What are two rights in the Declaration of Independence?
Is that the one with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
That's correct.
Yeah!
It's the right to say whatever the fuck you want.
Nika is flipping me off and needs to cut his fingernails desperately.
Nicanor.
She's right. That's gross. You have fat fingernails. You've got big, blocky fingernails.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I know this is an intense competition, but we don't need to get personal.
All right. Sorry, Nika. You fat fingernailed fuck.
Number 10.
You're so sexy.
What is the freedom of religion?
What? What the fuck kind of questions are these? The freedom
to exercise any religion and to worship any religion?
You are correct.
This is retarded. I want a retard question.
Okay. What is the economic system in the United States?
Communism.
There are two possible answers.
Communism.
Well, it's free market, but there are some regulations.
It's communism.
Market economy is correct.
Yeah.
It's capitalism.
We also would have accepted capitalism. Nicanor. What is the rule of law? There are five possible answers. No, four possible
Hammurabi's
answers.
Hammurabi's law. Do that one.
Can you repeat the question, please?
What is the what is the rule of law?
You shall obey it.
Everyone must follow the law.
Oh, my God! What were the other ones?
Government must obey the law. No one is above the law.
Listen, Judge Dredd. You just made that shit up. No one is above the law.
Number one, I am the law. Number 13.
Is this mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Name one branch or part of the government.
There's three branches. The judicial.
Okay. Don't
one. Stop right there.
The.
Don't show off.
Nicanor.
Executive Nika was first.
What stops one branch of the government from becoming too powerful?
My balls.
Alex Balls.
Other than Alex Balls, that would be checks
after
and balances.
First line of defense, nice. Which is Alex Balls.
After it goes through Alex Balls.
Checks and God forbid that day ever comes.
The government has to go through my balls. Like a parade.
Right here, Obama.
Alec.
Yes.
Who is in charge of the executive branch?
The president of the United States.
That would be the vice president. I object. And
correct.
His wife.
That
who
chocolatey...
gives him sex at night? Oh, you're not going to pass that law? Then you ain't getting none of this. Right?
Totally, Nika.
I suppose, but... I think we're having a discussion of spirit of the law versus letter of the law.
You know what we wanted to do is we also wanted you to quiz us on Argentinian law, Argentine law.
But we're not there yet.
But we're not there yet.
You guys need to battle it out.
We got to battle it out, you and I.
Okay.
Nicanor.
I got to repeat what Pete says.
Who makes federal laws? Three possible answers.
The feds.
The United States government.
Well, which part?
Ooh!
Congress.
Bam!
That is correct.
What are the other two, Pete?
You could have also said
the Senate.
Senate and House of Representatives, or you could have just said the U.S. legislature.
Uh-huh.
Alec?
Yes?
What are the two parts of the U.S. Congress?
The two parts of the Congress? The House and the Senate?
That is correct.
Bam!
Emperor... I guess I probably should have looked ahead and not said those.
Emperor Palpatine.
I knew that already. Don't worry.
Emperor Palpatine once said, let's clone everybody. And
then he made
Jar Jar Binks
shitty movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jar Jar Binks was like, me's a really bad racial stereotype.
Yeah.
Crazy Negroes.
Hey, you know what I just figured out?
What?
Those like LOL cats and all that, they talk like Jar Jar Binks. Meekin has
cheeseburger. Mies has cheeseburger. It's
what
all eubonics.
Mies a good.
It is all kind of racial, isn't it?
You is. Okay. Nika's winning by one, but it's only because he got that unfair first point.
Well, let's wait till the end. I'll make a final judgment.
That's disgusting.
I think we're up here.
You know what, Alec?
Nika just whispered to me, I didn't grow up here. Cut deep.
Do you know who whines about their best?
Their best?
Losers.
Losers whine about
their best.
Why did you say that like
winners go home
Sean
and
Connery
prom
who beats
queen.
People?
Because that's from The Rock. We learned that in The Rock.
You know what I remember from The Rock?
What?
I'm going to gut you. Wait, I'm going to... How's that line go?
Something and gut you, boy.
Yeah. All right, keep going, Pete.
I'm going to kill your mom and gut you, boy. Something like that.
You didn't say that.
Slavery.
I'm going to jack off your son and gut you, boy.
Slavery.
Only if he has no arms and he pays you.
18, Nicanor.
Slavery.
How many U.S. senators are there?
Ooh, this is a tough one.
This
could involve man.
Let me try to add this up, or let me try to guess after he guesses before he's in the answer.
I'm going to guess that there's one senator. No, there's not one senator per state.
Because there's junior senators, I believe.
Yeah, I don't think it counts junior senators.
Well, why would the hell is a junior senator? Is that like a junior pilot where you're like a little kid and they give you a thing?
It's either 50 or 100.
Is it 92?
I'm going to go with 50, one senator per state.
It is 100.
Fuck. Oh, you were so close.
Fuck me.
Oh, Nico.
Mr. Stumba.
That's me.
We elect a U.S. senator for how many years?
Four.
It is six.
Boom.
I thought it was two.
It's okay. I thought it was four.
Nicanor, who is one of your state's U.S. senators now? And I really hope you know, because I have no answers. So if you told me Steve Jobs.
I say Hickenlooper?
Yeah, I was going to guess Hickenlooper too, but he's
I
not.
Think he's the mayor.
Shut up. It's Ken Salazar.
Oh, wait.
For all I know, that's correct.
Well, it's not Ken Salazar, though.
Oh, I'll scratch this out.
I have no idea who our state senator is.
Senator.
The correct answer is Ken Salazar.
Senator Balls.
Balls protect. Remember, we've been over this.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just.
Bloomberg.
The balls.
Bagel Bennett and Mark Udall.
Udall.
It's too
late. Nika didn't get it. I could still. I could tie it up.
And Bennett.
Let me tie it up. Let me be a citizen of the United States.
The U.S. House of Representatives has how many voting members?
92.
No, 432.
The correct answer is 435.
Oh!
But that was awful
that
close.
That was pretty damn close. Wow.
Nicanor, we elect a U.S. representative for how many years?
2 years.
That is correct.
Katie and I both thought it was four.
What?
Alec.
That's me.
Name your U.S. representative.
Representative Ken Salazar.
The correct answer is answers will vary.
Betsy Markey.
That may be correct.
Although Nika said that, so I really shouldn't get that. If the person I'm competing against gives me the answer, it's not really fair to give me the point.
They don't know.
Fair enough.
Nika, they can hear you whispering.
Oh. Nicanor. Who does a U.S. senator represent?
He represents the citizens of the state.
His constituents?
That is correct.
Ooh!
Alec?
Can I concede?
If
can
the
I move?
President... can no longer serve. For example, let's say he gets pushed out of a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Who becomes the president?
I think it's the vice president. And after that, I think it's the secretary of something.
Okay.
The Speaker of the House? John Boehner would be?
John Boehner.
John Boehner?
Nick and Orr,
that guy's a fuck.
If both the president
the Speaker
and the vice
of the
president
House, John
fall into
Boehner.
A volcano, who becomes president?
He answered
Nancy
that.
Pelosi 4 years ago, John Boehner now.
Nancy Ooh. Pelosi. Look at you winning.
Alec, who is the commander-in-chief of the military?
That's the president of the United States.
That would be George W.
They're going to think this is an old podcast.
Oh, welcome to 2007, everybody!
It is the Y2K scare. We're predicting the future.
I 9/11,
don't go to work.
That was awesome.
Play it safe, everyone.
Nika saving lives in 2001.
Let's see. Who, Nicanor, signs bills to become laws?
The president.
Boom! What doesn't that fucker
Alec
do?
Alec, who vetoes the bills?
The president. I tried to sound like Nixon.
Curious,
did that work?
Who would fail at
Nicanor,
this test?
Who is the most hated black in America?
Jim Crow.
The correct answer is Barack Obama.
The most hated black in America is probably Jesse Jackson. People don't like him. He's
That's not
irreverent.
Actually on the thing. I just
He's
wanted to hear
man
what you guys
of God.
He
the most
is a reverend
man in America.
Uh-huh.
Is
Don King.
Yes.
Black man.
Yes. Right next to Mike Tyson.
No. Who's that guy that murdered people? O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, Nika and I are conferring.
Yeah, O.J.
We're going to O.J.
It's not an actual
Fuck
question.
Fuck you. The answer is O.J. Give us OJ. Both a point. Give us both a point right now.
No, it was that first guy that
you know
came
what?
To America. It was that first guy that came to America and impregnated all our white women.
Jesus?
Oh, yeah. Who's that guy who was with Lewis and Clark?
Henry Irons.
Stumpton or something?
John Stumpton. Irons?
John Henry?
John Henry Irons is steel.
John Henry came and built the railroad and then died. All the people.
Right before
his wife
he died.
Was Penelope. Have you ever
Penelope
heard of
Penelope Cruz?
It's on the song.
She's hot.
What? She is. Okay. All right. Nicanor. Is it your turn, I think? What are two cabinet level positions? There are a lot.
Secretary.
A lot of them start with secretary. But
Secretary
don't
of Defense and Secretary of Interior.
That's correct. Ding.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Five. You gave me like three answers so far.
Alec.
Yes.
What does the judicial branch do? And there are four possible answers.
They interpret the law. Oh, Nika gave me that answer. I'm not using it.
Okay.
Judicial branch. They judge.
They interpret the Constitution.
They interpret the Constitution, Nika says. That's what they do, he says.
I don't know, guys.
What's the answer?
They review the law. They explain the law.
Well, that's interpreting. Explaining means interpreting.
We have an attorney on Katie,
Nika's
please.
Right.
Please.
Katie, please.
Yeah, sure.
Katie, please.
Here's the thing, okay?
What?
I'm working at the Ellis Island. You, Nicanor Diaz, and you, Alex Stumbloss.
Please, my last name is Nicanor Smith.
Because you're foreign right now. We haven't changed your name to its American
I
want to
be Italian, then.
Alex Stromboli.
Yeah!
Alec Pizzone.
Calzone.
Calzone.
So I will decide.
So wait, whose question was that even?
I don't even know.
Nick has already won. I'm going to hell.
Should we call that Nicanor's victory?
Well, I want a couple more questions.
No, it's Alec's victory.
Alec, who's the governor of your state?
Hickenlooper.
Good governor job. Hickenlooper. Ding.
Yeah.
That would be the mayor, though.
No, he's now the governor.
Yeah, he's now the
who's
governor.
The mayor?
Wellington
Some black
Webb.
Guy.
No, it's that dude.
John Elway.
Oh, the new guy.
Yeah.
Michael Bennett.
No.
Tim
I'm cutting this all
Tebow.
Out.
Omar Epps.
Nicanor
from House.
What is the political party of the president?
Currently?
Yeah.
Democratic?
The answer is Nestle. as earlier discussed.
I can't believe that you would
wait, ask. Are you insinuating that because the president is black, he drinks chocolate milk?
He's half black.
I'm saying that. No, I'm not going to say
he's
what.
Just
Michelle
as white,
white
as he is black.
Inappropriate. Michelle is white.
Michelle Obama's very black.
Alec, what is one responsibility that is only for United States citizens?
A responsibility for us? To make sure that the fucking Mexicans don't come over the fucking border.
Turn off a light so that the electric fence will be well lit.
What is one responsibility that we're actually doing sometimes?
Vote.
A responsibility of the American people, let's see. To get super fucking obese?
To get laid.
Go on.
To get laid is a good one. What else do we have to
do? The right to purchase
to be
hookers.
Ignorant of the laws of our own land, I'm proving.
That is correct.
What else? The responsibility to bear arms. We all need to have guns.
No, it's not the responsibility.
We are responsible.
It's the responsibility to kill somebody else with a gun.
All right.
My mistake.
Here's what we're going to do.
What?
This is going to be the take all.
Lightning round. Bam.
We have six answers.
Okay.
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 Whoever gets the most of these six.
Are we going back and forth?
Is it like a ringer?
Yeah.
Is the citizen. Whoever gets the least will be leaving.
Nika and I need to know what we're doing.
I have six answers to this question.
So are we just saying them? Are we going over each other or are we going back and forth one at a time?
Yeah. Are we competing?
Yeah.
I will answer. Are you guys ready for your answer?
Would you not do that?
I'm ready for my answer.
Here we go.
What is? Is it like, is it like Jeopardy style?
Can I hang on? Let's reverse this. You guys explain the rules to me.
There's going
to
be six possible answers, and whoever gives more answers,
whatever,
wins.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also,
what?
Fuck off.
Here we go. What is one promise you make when you become a United States citizen?
I promise
to uphold the law.
To always
be righteous to the law.
Wash my hands after I shit.
The law.
I'm not going to promise to wash my hands after I pee.
Obey the law is an answer.
But I will always wash my hands after I shit. I should get two points
fart
for that.
In public.
I should get 2 points.
You should get three? Oh, three. Sorry.
I think Nicanor is our winner.
Keep going.
You guys have the answer.
Oh, wait, there's six possible answers of what you promised? That's dumb. Nico wins.
Okay.
Tell us.
To not sell drugs. To not be
You also give up loyalty to other countries.
I didn't promise to.
I never gave up loyalty to Argentina.
You promised to serve in the U.S. military if needed.
Shit.
You guys are both deported. That's the only answer.
I was born here.
It's a free trip to Argentina.
Guess what? I automatically win. Boom!
Ringing the bell does not make it so.
Listen,
watch
Captain
this,
Picard.
Watch this. Peter is a happy man. Nothing has changed.
You should drink more with Nika and I. You're at home.
Someone
I
has
don't
to
understand.
Manage this.
This is going great. Katie's been laughing. I use the gauge of her laughter to
I
tell
understand.
Me if we're doing well.
Yes.
I'm curious about this heart on the table.
Oh, we had some
this is a
Valentine's candy.
It's disgusting.
In the last episode. Some of these are partially eaten.
What, Nika? Yeah, you can borrow
He
my
wants
glasses.
To try on his glasses. Smudged. Okay.
Nika, don't. This one's the one that Peter chewed the most. This one Peter just took a bite out of.
See better.
Yeah, that's because they help.
Maybe you should be wearing glasses.
This one, nobody's taken a bite out of, except for McGruff, the crime dog.
So we're eating more Valentine's chocolate? I thought we
Where
decided that was
from?
A poor decision.
I'm more drunk than I was
King
in the last
Supers.
Show.
We got them from the King Supers.
I apologize to anyone who hears me chew. I don't like when I hear other people chew on the radio.
Yeah, it is kind of a bummer.
Mm-hmm. That was good. Pete, do you have the thing where we get to compete to figure out Argentine law?
No, I don't know any Argentinian laws.
Nika,
do you know any Argentinian trivia? Can you come up with five questions about Argentina that we can compete?
Buenos Aires.
But who is that for?
Me. Also,
okay, let's
so the people who didn't hear
Buenos
Katie's-
Aires. see what happens.
Let's try to
Beat
guess.
Dick.
Let's try to guess the population of Argentina. Go.
Okay. So whoever's closer.
That's why I was going to make you answer
well,
and go
Alex,
one over.
Since he's the guest.
Okay.
6 million.
Let's see. I'm going to guess.
Because
I can't tell if you're challenging me
saying
to a
higher.
Fight or
no,
he's saying higher.
Nico's
I'll say you said 6 million, mm-hmm. So to make it interesting, I'll say 12 million.
Oh, more than 12 million.
He doesn't get to guess again.
Yes, I do. 13.
You don't get to guess again, double your previous guess.
24 million.
we'll just keep guessing until... Are you serious? It's more?
The whole country.
I know it's the whole country.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Dude, where you guys just live in beehives? I mean, how does this happen?
It's not that big of a country. They're Catholic, according to Katie.
A lot of banging.
Means a lot of banging without fucking protection. Which I just want to tell everybody, if you're on birth control, don't get off of it. You fuck.
24?
Just a public service.
You said 24?
Yeah.
Announcement. What's your guess?
24.5.
Oh my God. Go.
50 million people.
Alec, that's ridiculous.
Oh, sorry.
After we've quadrupled the original. I'm going to say 300 million. I do have to admit I forgot what the last guess was. Less than 300.
Mika, I want you to guess.
It's 47.
Mika won!
There's 47 million people there? That's
With
very crowded.
13 million concentrated in one area.
I've got good news and bad news. The good news.
Yeah, okay. Related to the population of Argentina.
Yes. The good news. Is that Nika? You're here in America. The bad
so
news
minus one
is that's a fucking crazy, ridiculous amount of people.
Next question.
Okay,
you're
Did
the one. Who's
Nika,
asking.
Go to a public school or a private school?
Ooh, this is a good question. Pete, you have to go first because I went first for that shitty one.
I think Nicanor went to a private school.
I think since you asked that question, it's private.
Private.
Yay!
School.
Why'd you go to a private school, buddy?
Yeah.
Do you have to wear an
My
outfit?
My parents thought that would be better education. Yeah.
What you kind of outfit
were
you
were well
wearing?
Educated. Your
Gray
English
pants,
is better than most of my American friends.
Gray pants.
Blue shirt. Mm-hmm. A black tie.
No underwear.
No underwear. With our logo on the tie.
What was your logo?
It would be good if you had a school.
Was,
a Fighting Irish?
School supply list.
No,
it's like
shield?
Red thong. Underneath you.
It's hot. That's my
red,
pornos.
Red sequin thong.
Yeah. Leopard, yeah.
Nika, was it a Nazi symbol.
Safe zone.
Stand like this.
Nika's hiling, just so everyone knows.
He's standing the Nazi
way. I pledge allegiance to the...
Do you guys have a flag?
Swastika. Yeah. Of the United Republic of Germany.
Ooh, this is a good question.
Mm.
Argentina flag colors.
Mm. I'm going to guess...
Three.
Green, red, and white with an eagle holding... I think Peter got it.
Something in its fucking claw.
Yeah. It's Mexico!
It's blue, light blue, yellow, and white.
I won.
Now, what other country in South America does Argentina share colors with?
Chile!
Uruguay?
You're gay.
Katie Strobel.
Katie? You take my place while I go get a beer.
Who is the queen of Argentina?
Victoria.
The answer is Lady Gaga.
Can't read my.
Consuela?
Consuela.
Can't read my. I just got you. Nicanor is eating what appears to be a coconut chocolate, and he seems upset. You like the coconut?
The coconut's good.
Yeah. I'm glad you got that, because I don't think anyone else would want it.
Cameron Diaz.
Now, you got to start being careful, because I think there's only two untainted.
Yeah. Tainted,
super,
not.
Super. This is not supposed to look like this. That was Peter fully in that. My mouth, and I
How
put it back.
How did you chew it and then spit it out?
I spit it into easy. The lid and then put it back in there later.
It was gross.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We love you. That was fun.
Can I ask you guys about something?
Yes.
So I have this... bike sitting in my hallway.
I noticed that you've tripped into it.
Yeah,
you took the tire off.
Another bike. I have two bikes. I bought a bike at a garage sale thinking I'm gonna be able to fix this and then give it to my mom for her birthday.
That's a good idea.
It turns out it's not possible for a man to make a bicycle.
Excuse me, to make one?
To make or fix.
I was gonna say, yeah, you just said fix.
No one's ever made a bike machine in history. Yeah. Terminator.
You know, remember how that one guy, Da Vinci, made the bike that you could fly on?
Yes.
I do, too.
He's scribbling.
Yeah.
Mad.
Every time he goes through a topic. See, we've got a list of things we're going to talk about.
So here's the thing. So I live in this
apartment. I want everybody to know Nika's tried to steal Peter's list. Peter's not interested. So you live in an apartment.
I live in
Nika
this apartment,
focus.
And I have this bicycle to get rid of.
Okay. I don't want it.
What would you do to get rid of a bicycle besides saying
Craigslist?
Nicanor, you won a contest. You won the American test, so you get a bike.
Craigslist?
You won a brand new bike.
Craigslist.
But no one's going to want it because it's trash.
Dude, Craigslist people take everything.
I put my penis on Craigslist. I got so many.
That's why he's married today.
So you'd put it on Craigslist?
Yeah.
What about just throwing it in a ditch?
You can, but that's
seen many bikes thrown in a ditch. What about chopping off Nicanor's penis and throwing it in a ditch?
It'd be Nika Bobbitt.
The same ditch we found Carrie Wilson.
Who?
Oh, boy. The dead girl who got kidnapped.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
Girls get kidnapped and die?
No.
And that's news?
They don't.
That's good.
Only because they're dressed like they want to be.
Listen, I think that you... I almost missed that. That was a good one. Peter, You have so many ways you could get rid of a bike.
Go on.
You could put it on a bulletin board at your stupid work. You could ask your friends at work. You could put it on...
Start, this is not a bike. Okay?
I'm sorry. I thought you said it was a bike. You dick.
Listen, this is like me saying I want to get rid of a car, but it's got no engine and no wheels. Okay? So it's not like I'm like, oh, guys, I want to get rid of this great thing that anyone would want. I know how to get rid of a functional good bike.
Don't say it angrily.
You don't say it angrily.
I can't. I have to.
I say if you leave it out there in the fucking sidewalk, somebody will
just
take
leave it.
It
on the sidewalk.
I think that's a great
somebody
idea.
Will take it.
Just actually, Nika's right. Nika
a
wins
Mexican
again.
Mexican will take
Here's
it.
What
Nika's
I think
racism
I do.
Is absolutely true. And he wins again.
I think what I should do is put a thing on it that says...
Peter's making a picture.
$10.
$10.
Inquire inside.
And then they'll see if they steal it?
Yeah, and then they'll be like, oh, that's $10 worth of bike.
You know what you need to do? $10 OBO.
Can you please put that? I want you to use that.
That would be great.
Yes, that.
He just made a smiley face with eyes so small it looks like a Down syndrome smiley face. And then he ruined it and made it an Asian. Now it's an Asian with a droopy eye. Now
and
it's
a nose.
Pointy-nosed.
He had no surgery.
Thanks for listening to Drawing with Pete. I've been Pete.
You're going to have an aneurysm now and die like that guy. So when you have a baby with your wife...
His name is going to be Hitler?
It should be Himmel.
Gobbles.
Name him Gobbles. Gobbles. So people just don't know.
Turkey Gobble.
Yeah, they'd be like, you're like, no, we're not Nazis. No, we love Thanksgiving.
That would be Gobbles. A good TV show, Nazi Babies.
And
it would be pretty cool.
It's like Muppet Babies.
Shave his head every single time.
Muppet Babies was annoying. Don't shave your child's head, you abuser. All right, good.
He's a skinhead.
We forget sometimes that HelpfulSnowman.com is here to help people.
Uh-huh.
Don't shave your baby's heads, you Nazis.
Are people shaving their baby's heads? Is this the problem?
Unless you're a Nazi. Then it's okay.
Clearly,
that's true, I
Mika
guess.
Is making it clear that it is a problem.
Yes.
I am so tired.
I think it's
that
time.
I'm resting my nose on my mic.
Go.
I can't even really like keep my head up.
I'm just going to cue up some music.
You know what? This was great.
You
Mika,
start saying your goodbyes. Here.
I love you. You're wearing your winter coat. You're leaving everything here but your phone. And I leaned out the window, but the tracks below were quiet, calm, cold. When you need a train, it's